Today, we're rolling with Kobe to put up a 30 by 60 foot tent. This is one of the biggest tents we have at Kelly Rentals. So without further ado, let's get right into the video.
Why didn't y'all start all the way on this side first and work your way to that side since that's the side you're coming on? Most of the time, just start the 20 over here. That way, you're working your way to where y'all coming in anyway. Rather than put those first and then working your way all the way over here.
Man, I heard that before.
You want to load smarter, not harder. You want to work.
My first time loading up, but you
said
tell us the
same shit. Yeah. Anytime you're doing anything, you're taking something off the truck and you're going somewhere, you want to work further, back close to the where you're coming from. If you're taking off concrete blocks, you want to do the furthest blocks first and then work your way close to the truck rather than do the front ones and now you're working away from it.
While we were loading up, Kobe realized that we were missing a couple tables for this order. The plan was to drive to the location Fluffy was at so that we could grab a couple extra tables to complete the customer's order that was coming to pick up, and to grab some tables so that we can complete the 60 by 30 foot setup.
All right, we just finished dropping off the two tables that the warehouse need for customer pickup. We got the 10 tables that we need for our order. Now we're on our way to Solana. We're 42 minutes out to do the 30 by 60 and give them their chairs and tables and the lighting.
So boom, right now currently we in downtown Dallas. We're here to help Akira, her van broke down and smoking and stuff like that. So right now currently Kobe's out there helping her with that. He told me to stay in the car because it's gonna get ugly. Just know that, you know, hiccups come up, things pop up, you know, and it'll be all right. You know, we're gonna move past it, definitely.
This order consisted of a 60 by 30 foot tent, some string lights, about 10 8-foot tables, and then 80 of our brown foldable chairs.
All right, we lacing up a 30 by 60. The strap goes, the loop goes through the ring back to the next one and then pull through the next hole through the loop back through the next hole through the loop back. That's just nothing we feed until you get it laced all the way up.
The main issue dealing with this tent was the size of it. It was very windy that day, so we had to make sure that the tent cover didn't catch any air or we'd be up in the air flying with the tent.
We got the middle poles in. Now we're gonna straighten up all these poles. Yeah. We're gonna straighten up the tent perimeter and go ahead and strap them, ratchet them in tight. Essentially, the only thing holding these poles up are these, this tent up are these poles and these straps. Can't move it. Dang it.
If you wish to view the full video, please click the link in the description.